Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Novikov. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Olson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Vern Olson. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The left fielder, Chet Ross. Batting third. The third baseman, Nanny Fernandez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Max West. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Buddy Gramp. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sibby Sisti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Tost. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Lou Tost. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello bunts towards the mound. Tost fields it and throws to first for the out. Heck moves to second. One out. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov hits a fly ball into left field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball four. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball four. Heck moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro, who is chasing the ball. Holmes reaches third base with a triple. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross strikes out. One out. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi takes first base on ball four. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heck hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Buddy Gramp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramp hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-0 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0-for-1 in the game. Novikov hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson hits a line drive towards center. Holmes fields it and throws to second to catch Novikov for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lou Tost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tost bunts towards the mound. Olsen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Holmes bunts for an out with unknown description. Tost moves to second. One out. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lombardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tost scores. Ross moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Buddy Gramp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramp is 0-for-1 in the game. Gramp hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisti hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vern Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 1 in the game. Olsen takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Novikov hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lou Tost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tost strikes out. 1 out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Holmes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Vern Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Olsen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stringer moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lombardi takes first base on ball 4. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Buddy Gramp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramp is 0 for 2 in the game. Gramp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lombardi moves to second. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 2 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Novikov hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti is 0 for 2 in the game. Cisti hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Tost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tost hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Holmes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Russell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Holmes. Russell reaches second base with a double. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scheffing takes first base on ball 4. Vern Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Olsen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russell scores. Scheffing moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lombardi hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. West is hit by the pitch. Fernandez moves to second. Buddy Gremp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gremp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gremp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. West moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. West scores. Gremp moves to third. Miller moves to second. It's Cubs, 3, Braves, 3. Bill Fleming now pitching. Paul Wehner pinch hits for Sibby Cisti. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is walked intentionally. Clyde Klutz pinch hits for Lou Tost. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Cooney now playing right field. Frank Demery now playing left field. Skippy Roberge now playing second base. Bill Donovan now pitching. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 3 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Novikov hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan fires to first and picks off Nicholson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Holmes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney bunts for an out with unknown description. Holmes moves to second. One out. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fernandez is walked intentionally. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lombardi takes first base on ball 4. Holmes moves to third. Fernandez moves to second. Phil Massey pinch runs for Ernie Lombardi. Johnny Schmitz now pitching. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Gramp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramp is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gramp hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Massey now catching. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Russell hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stringer takes first base on ball 4. D'Alessandro moves to second. Johnny Sain now pitching. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. D'Alessandro moves to third. Stringer moves to second. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Johnny Schmitz. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Todd Pressinal now pitching. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Skippy Roberge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-4 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Novikov hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Holmes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-0 in the game. Cooney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Novikov throws the ball into Stringer, who tags Fernandez, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Holmes. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. D'Alessandro strikes out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stringer takes first base on ball 4. Nicholson moves to third. Russell moves to second. Charlie Gilbert pinch hits for Bob Scheffing. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Todd Presnell. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Clyde McCullough now catching. Hy Bithorn now pitching. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Gremp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gremp is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gremp hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-5 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Novikov hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Skippy Roberge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberge is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 0-for-1 in the game. Sain takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Sain moves to second. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and two walks. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Russell hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes D'Alessandro. The throw from Massey and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and two walks. Stringer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. Massey is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery bunts for an out with unknown description. Fernandez moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Gramp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramp is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gramp is walked intentionally. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough strikes out. One out. High Bidhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bidhorn takes first base on ball four. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-6 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Skippy Roberge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberge is 0-for-2 in the game. Roberge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sain hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Holmes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Novikov is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and two walks. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles and a walk. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Morello. Cooney moves to second. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Fernandez is walked intentionally. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-2 in the game. Massey hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Cooney moves to third. Fernandez moves to second. Buddy Gramp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramp is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gramp strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-6 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Russell bunts towards third. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and two walks. Stringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Skippy Roberge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberge is 0-for-3 in the game. Roberge bunts towards the mound. Bithorn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Sane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sane is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sane bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Roberge moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Holmes bunts towards the mound. Bithorn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roberge moves to third. Sane moves to second. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberge scores. Sane moves to third. Holmes moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.